104.9.
We're at halftime, 42-33. Pittsburgh State with a lead over the Emporia State Hornets. A strong first half from the Pittsburgh State Gorillas after Emporia State jumped out to a 5-2 lead in the contest, and Pittsburgh State has led for most of this first half. In fact, Emporia State only led for a minute 41, and Pittsburgh State has led for 16 minutes and 27 seconds. Earlier today, the Emporia State Lady Hornets ended up on the short end of the scoreboard, losing to Pittsburgh State 70-60, and joined now by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. And coach, unfortunately tonight, you made some changes, and it took a while for those changes to take hold.
Yeah, I mean, we're just searching right now, Greg. I mean, you know, obviously we just haven't been able to find any kind of continuity and, you know, any kind of thing or, you know, or anything that kind of really works at all, you know. And so we just tried something a little different, tried to throw them a little curveball. Want to start a little bit bigger tonight with Mary and Audrey in there, see what could happen. And you know, obviously we weren't able to take advantage of it. We thought we could have a bit chance to be able to post up Audrey on Grace Pyle inside, but we never really got that opportunity to be able to do that. And then just seemed like defensively too, I mean, we just kind of pick your poison with these guys. I mean, Gegg is such a good shooter, and Pyle's such a good shooter, and Aaron Davis is such a good shooter. So it's like, let's roll the dice and see if Harper can make some threes. I mean, coming into the game, she was 5 for 20. You know, from in MIAA play, she was 5 for 20 from three. And so, you know, she's going to drive it. You know, she's a great driver getting the rim. So, hey, we're going to take our chance. And, you know, she made us pay. She made 3 three-pointers there in the first half. And she stepped up and made all the shots that she had. And, you know, same thing for, Gerber and inside. You know, we wanted to try to, like, just try to limit her ability to be able to drive and get to the free throw line. And then, you know, second play of the game, she drives in there and we foul her and get her free throws. And so, you know, we just didn't play smart. But then you throw in the fact that we missed. I think I already rewatched the game, and I counted 7 layups at the rim that we missed, and then we gave up 6 runout layups. I mean, that's a lot of points, you know, back and forth right there. And you can't give those kind of points up against good teams like Pitt.
And I thought maybe if you could just get it under 10, that might be a thing. But you get it under 10, and then they go on another run.
We got it to 12. Yeah, we got it to 12 or 10 right there in the third quarter, maybe, I think, right, for 1 second. And then, you know, then they pushed it back out to 58-41, I think, is where they pushed it back out to. And, you know, there at the end, I mean, we were able to make a little run against the press, but they had taken a lot of their better players out of the game, and they weren't really playing aggressively to try to go get baskets and score. They were trying to hold it out and just run the clock. And so, you know, we were able to kind of get a few turnovers outside of that, you know, a little bit. But, you know, I think all in all, Greg, I mean, we just aren't as good a team as Pitt. That's the bottom line. I mean, they're a good team. They have a good play. They're having a great year. They got good players right now, and we're not at that level. And, you know, and for us to get at that level, we have such a small margin for error that we have to be able to play at, and we just have not been able to do it.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between teams that are playing with confidence and are having a winning season, between those that have struggled like your team has and not playing with a lot of confidence.
I mean, Pitt's 8th in the region rankings, you know, and so it's like in the team that's in 9th is the GAC team, and they don't have anybody in. So they know if you're in 8th, you're out, because whoever wins the GAC tournament is going to get the 8th seed. So they know they have to win, and they play Missouri Western on Saturday, and Missouri Western's 7 right now. And so, yeah, you expect them to come in. I mean, they're playing for their postseason life, and you could tell they came in ready to play.
Well, you have one more game left in the regular season. That's on Saturday against Washburn. It's going to be senior day, and hopefully that'll be enough to get the things headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I told our players, I think it's been 26 consecutive years, and Emporia State women's basketball has had a winning record, and you know, we're on the verge of that, of being that team that doesn't happen, sitting here at 13-14. I mean, we got to win some games. You know, we got to win on Saturday. We got to find a win some games in the tournament to be able to continue that streak. And obviously nobody wants that on their resume, but that's what we're staring at right now. And so, you know, hopefully our players will rally a little bit here and come in tomorrow and, you know, pay attention to the scout and, you know, turn their heads toward Washburn a little bit. And obviously understand it's a big rival game. Still playing for seeding purposes as far as the MIAA tournament goes. And, yeah, I know. We'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, we'll see you on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn joining us here on postgame. Again, the Lady Hornets lose this evening 70-60 to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. They'll close out their season on Saturday when they host the Washburn Ichabods. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone has their favorite pizza ranch plate combo.